to action item number 13, discussion and possible action on encroachments onto retained Brazos Authority land at Possum Kingdom.
This resolution, or this agenda item, is very similar to the previous agenda item, except for that it differs in that the encroachments that the AECOM survey found, these are generally on the back lots, or depending upon the size or the configuration of the tract of land, it may be a side lot. These were encroachments that we found in place. Generally, they were residential structures, fences, sheds, or perhaps even on-site sewage facilities. All the encroachments, similar to the 1,000-foot contour, our policy is that the encroachments must be removed. We do recognize that there is substantial nature in some of the encroachments, and those being like houses, garages, or on-site sewage facilities. For the facilities to remain, they're going to have to be an enclosed residential habitable structure, or else it would have to be a substantial structure in nature that's affixed to the property, such as a warehouse, a barn, a workshop, or a garage, or perhaps an on-site sewage facility. And we can go to the next slide. I guess I'll go back one. Some of the requirements are mirror the requirements for the encroachments below the 1,000-foot contour. Again, they're going to have to execute an agreement. They'd have to assume the responsibility and the liability for these structures. There would be a fee, the 10 cents per square foot, $50 minimum. We'd allow them to maintain them and repair them, but they couldn't alter or rebuild or replace the facility. The new owner, if there were a new owner, they'd have to execute the agreement as well, and the BRA is going to retain the right to removal. The photographs that you see up here are some examples. The two on the top would be items that would need to be removed. The one on the left is a fence, and then the one on the right are some light poles that face the residential structures, or the former residential SE's property. The light poles happen to be built on some of our public use areas. The two items on the bottom, one appears to be in a garage or a workshop. We would allow that to remain. It's pretty permanently affixed to the property. And then the one over here on the right is an on-site sewage facility. it probably, when BRA owned all the land or most of the land up there, allowing folks to encroach upon our property a little bit probably wasn't as big of an issue. But once we start going through the divestiture process, when you start looking at residential or real estate transactions and stuff, it's a lot more important that we identify these encroachments. And go on the next slide. I think it's a resolution. I'll take any questions if anybody has any questions.
Questions to Mike. If you would, please read the resolution.
The following resolution is presented for consideration to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority for adoption at its October 25th, 2010 meeting. Whereas the Brazos River Authority, in accordance with House Bill 3031, passed by the 81st session of the Texas Legislature, has divested of certain residential and commercial lessee leases adjacent to Possum Kingdom Lake, open parens, the leased land, closed parens, and whereas House Bill 3031 was designed to remove Brazos River Authority from the land management business to the greatest degree possible, and whereas in conjunction with the mandated sale, the Brazos River Authority conducted a survey of the leased land, which survey recorded many improvements, including residential structures, fences, sheds, on-site sewage facilities, and other similar structures, open parens, encroachments, closed parens, encroaching from the leased land onto the land the Brazos River Authority is not selling, open paren, the retained land, closed paren, and whereas encroachments onto the retained land should be removed to the greatest extent possible, as the continued presence of such encroachments will ultimately burden the Brazos River Authority with additional monitoring and land management responsibilities, and whereas, notwithstanding the foregoing, the Brazos River Authority recognizes that the substantial nature of some encroachments, such as houses, garages, and on-site sewage facilities, makes removal difficult and creates a hardship, and is therefore willing to allow such substantial encroachments to remain in place subject to specific requirements set forth herein. Now therefore be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby adopts the following policy regarding encroachments into the retained land. Number one, except as provided in paragraphs 2 and 3 below, all the encroachments into the retained land must be removed. Number two, the following types of encroachments onto retained land as of October 26, 2010 may remain in place at the sole discretion of the Brazos River Authority and subject to paragraph 3 below. A. Enclosed habitable residential structures and those improvements attached to or a part of the residential structure, such as porches or decks.